Hey, you're listening to episode number 18 of the Obsessive Creative Podcast. This is a community of relentless creators, and here we talk about what it's like to be compelled and obsessed to create work that matters. I'm your host, Luke Cleland, and you can stay up to date on all things obsessive and creative by following me on Instagram at LukeWTCleland. After months of isolation, we finally did something. That was outside of our apartment. Okay, like, we've done things outside of our apartment, but this was like the first like real like actual thing that was like a thing. And it was very exciting. So Allie came across this Van Gogh immersive experience thing. It was first apparently created and done in Paris by an artist, and for the first time it was put on here in Toronto. And it was this experiential designer that kind of put it all together. And so we booked tickets like months ago. And then something happened. Just a pandemic happened. And so we were wondering if like we would ever actually be able to go to this thing. If it was ever going to like open again like anytime soon. And I think they even tried to do this drive-through option where people could still go to it, but you'd stay in your car and be able to like kind of drive into the exhibit. But sure enough, just before our ticket dates, Toronto moved into the next reopening stage just in time, which allowed the show to go forwards with these like socially distanced circles and everyone wore masks. And they were handing out Van Gogh painting masks. Like, what time do we even live in, right? Like, this is so weird. But anyways, here's what happened. We both left really inspired to work, to create, and to do things that matter. And this really got me thinking about experiences, because this was like one of the first experiences that I had in a while that was different. And so it was felt monumentous. It felt so like I noticed everything, like everything was like in color. It was like, wow, this is crazy. It's being outside with people and whatever. It was crazy. And the thing, like, you know, at the beginning of this pandemic, when we're all just told to stay inside our homes, and as a photographer, as a creative, as an artist myself, I thought in terms of work, I thought, great, like, you know what, this is rough, this is way different than I expected it to be, but you know what, creativity thrives in boundaries, and what a great way to boost your creativity is to put it in some serious boundaries, right? Four walls, like, you've got to stay at home and create at home. And so for the first little while, I was fed by this restriction. And for a while, I was fed by it. Like, okay, what can I do like within these restrictions? Here's all the things I can't do. So what can I do? What can I create with what I have, with what's right in front of me? Which was awesome, or maybe not awesome, but it was great, right? Like, and while that side of inspiration was being fed, another part that I think really feeds the creativity, the raw material for creativity, is experience, is life experience. And definitely a pandemic is quite the experience. But after a while, everything was literally the exact same. And after a while, it started to feel like this was just life as normal now, right? We were just used to like all these new crazy things, but they were all happening over and over again. And so I couldn't experience anything unplanned or unorchestrated. Like, everything was orchestrated. Everything was planned. Everything was thought through in detail. And when you're stuck inside every day and you can't even interact with people, your experience not only diminishes, but it loses its uniqueness, because especially people are incredibly unique. And if you're not experiencing anything new, anything unique, anything outside of your own control, then I find it very hard to invent, very hard to create. One reoccurring theme that I've noticed through the interviews of the other creatives that I've done on the podcast is how their experience has over and over again shaped them to do something. Sometimes it's traveling to Italy or playing with their grandkids or living in a scary neighborhood, having a crappy job. And so I think there's three reasons why intentionally including experiences into your life can be one of the keys to making your best creative work. So firstly, I think new experiences force you to see how someone else would do something, right? So the great thing about experiences is that they're ultimately outside of your control, or at least there's large aspects of it that are outside of your control. They're outside your fabrication. It helps you to experience coincidences, right? The play of choice, the choices of choices that aren't yours. The thing about real experiences is the possibility of things being great and things being terrible or things being mediocre, right? I was very skeptical about this Van Gogh exhibit, right? I don't think I'm an art snob, but I feel very protective of Van Gogh, like especially around people's proclivities to slap his artwork on anything that will make a dollar. So you can imagine my horror when we got to the gift shop before we went in. They had the gift shop, I guess, at the beginning. It was a loop, so it was the beginning and the end. And they had everything from Van Gogh drink koozies to shower curtains. Like, what? And I'm very protective of Van Gogh, Vincent Van Gogh. But anyways, because he was really my first introduction into the art world back in high school. And I felt this kind of connection to him, and it opened the art world to me in a way that I'd never really experienced before. And a lot of it came from learning about his life, reading all the different accounts and versions of what people think he was really like, his up and down emotional state, his obsessiveness to create hundreds and hundreds of pieces of art. He very much had this obsessed vision of what he wanted to create. To create different artwork. Because there was no Vincent before there was Vincent Van Gogh, right? There was no Starry Night. There was no cypress in a wheat field. There were no sunflowers. He was obsessive, tormented, moody, stressed, creative, obsessively creating what was in his mind. Right. So back to this show that we were experiencing. And here I was experiencing this new thing. And it made me think. I was watching and experiencing new things around me. And it made me think. I was seeing all this new information through my eyes, and I was thinking and thinking and thinking, and my brain was firing away, putting connections together, evaluating, judging what I thought about this whole thing. What would I do? What would I change? Whoa, I didn't expect them to do that. That's kind of cool. I felt like I was actually inside someone's brain. And at times I hated it. Sometimes I liked it. Sometimes I loved it. But overall, I left inspired. And it made me wonder, like, why did I feel so inspired by something that I didn't just love every aspect to? Like, why did I leave inspired? And the more that I thought about this, I realized that when I experience someone else's art, someone else's gift, whether that's a gallery, whether that's a new city, whether that's architecture, whether it's a new area of nature, a new forest, a new lake that you've never explored before, you are entering into someone else's creation. and faced with all of these decisions and choices someone else has made, it really drives you to think and to be surprised and to be disappointed. And you don't even have to like it or agree with it or whatever. And I think that process of experiencing someone else's creation drives us to get back to the studio and make our own obsessive choices. Secondly, I think it helps you when you get into an experience, when you get into someone else's world, you forget about your own problems. And not just like personal problems. Okay, well, maybe personal problems too, but your creative problems. The amazing thing about new experiences is that there are so many new things flying at us in the moment that our brain doesn't have time to think about the things that we think about every day. The problems we're trying to solve, the ideas we're trying to flesh out, the area that we're so zoomed into. For several years, I worked with a nonprofit out of Asia called Starfish Project. I'll link the website in my show notes if you want to check them out. But they're an incredible organization that helps free trafficked women and girls. And they literally rescue women out of brothels and give them holistic care. Everything from a new like living situation to work to schooling, education, healthcare, like all of it. And how they do that is through their own jewelry line that they sell online. And so I did photography for their business, as well as taught some of the women photography. And so I was teaching the women how to do product photography so that one day they could eventually do it on their own. And I would either shoot it there on location when I would go to Asia a couple times a year, or they would ship me all this jewelry and I would shoot it in my studio here. And here's the thing about shooting jewelry. It gets tangled. Like, it very easily gets tangled, like especially the small, like super thin small necklaces. And there was multiple occasions where pieces would accidentally get like just mushed together and tangled, and I would be the one that would have to figure out how to untangle it. Like, it was amazing when I would be in when I would be with Starfish in Asia. Like, there would be these girls that would, if it was tangled, I would hand it to them and they'd be like, oh, hold on one second, and they'd be like, and it would be done. They would untangle it in like 2 seconds, and it was crazy to watch. But if I was on my own, I would have to figure it out. And what would happen most of the time is that I would get just zoned into this little loop that I just would. I'm like, okay, this is the loop. I just got to pull this out. If I can pull this out and just like loop it under there, that's going to be the thing. And it's going to come apart right there. It'll be perfect. And I would pull and pull and pull. And eventually I'd just be like, okay, I need to take a break. This is driving me crazy. And sure enough, I would go maybe take a break, do something else, do another shoot, like do read an email or something, and I would come back and maybe flip it over and look at it again after clearing my brain, thinking about something else, and I would realize I was pulling on the wrong side the whole time, that I was making it worse, not better. And sometimes our biggest creative problems, the creative like things that we're zoned in on, sometimes they're not solved by hammering harder and harder and working harder at it, but by taking a different look at it. And often experiences outside ourselves, stepping away, experiencing someone else's world and coming back to it is what will break the tangled mess. Lastly, experiences, I think, helps make new magical connections. The thing about creativity is that it makes no sense. Like, at least the path to an idea rarely makes a lot of logical sense to me. There's a lot of jumping, similarities, smells, whiffs, comparisons, all of these wild connections that are just crazy. There has been so many times when I can't even fully explain how I came up with an idea. And if I did try to explain it, you'd think I'm nuts, right? And I'm sure you've experienced the same thing. Sometimes you can't even explain to yourself how you thought of something or where this came from. For example, a couple episodes ago, I spoke with Julia Riffle and I wrote down this sentence of an idea that I thought she said. And so I was going through the audio afterwards and I realized that she never actually said something like that. But my brain had somehow just put these things together. And took things that I was thinking about through that week and things that she was saying. And then it just created this new powerful idea, which takes us back to this Van Gogh exhibition. The thing about art is that it is not all about the physical aspect of the creation itself. Right? It's not just all about the physical existence of it. But a major aspect, maybe what art is how it interacts with you, the audience. And through that process, it's not just about viewing the piece or the thing or the structure or whatever it is, the sound. It's about being in the experience and what that experience does to you. I started being very skeptical about this whole thing, this whole exhibition, and to be honest, was generally a little underwhelmed. But because of what I knew about Van Gogh, because I had studied him a good bit in school, and the more that I thought about the career, or the more that I thought about the creator of the exhibition in the first place, and the more that I thought about what I thought about the whole thing, the more something new was created. And that was my experience. And I can never go back on that, right? I can never unexperience it. Unexperience it? And for that, the thoughts I had, the opinions that were formed, my art, my photography, my podcast, all of that can go deeper. And you can't do that when you're in a bubble. You can't do that if you're just stuck with yourself all the time. You need to get out. And maybe that's just figuratively right now, because it doesn't have to be to a distant land. Maybe it can just be to the end of your street. Maybe take a left instead of a right when you go on your nightly walk, right? Maybe find a restaurant or get some takeout that you've never eaten before or that you would never normally choose. Go intentionally make yourself experience something new and see how that affects, how that changes, how that influences your obsession. Thank you so much for listening this week. I hope each episode encourages you to lean into who you are as a creative and do work that matters. And if you love the podcast, I would love, love, love for you to leave a review. It helps so much. And it doesn't even have to be any words. Just a rating would be swell. And until next week, stay obsessed.